We go now to Anchorage and to reporter Richard Maurer, who's been following the twists and turns of this corruption case for the Anchorage Daily News. Richard, do you think that's a fair assessment for Martin Coste there, that this is a senator with still incredible strength in your state?
Well, yeah, certainly, Melissa. However, he was declared, he was voted or named Alaskan of the Century in 2000. You land at Ted Stevens International Airport. Your kids, when they go visit the Science Center in Kenai, Alaska, stay at the Ted and Catherine Challenger Center, Ted and Catherine Stevens Challenger Center. If you're doing research in Juneau, marine research, you're doing it at the Ted Stevens laboratory there. Yes, very much so. However, I would hasten to add that that Senator Stevens has been named in news reports and for at least a year and a half. And his son, as Martin mentioned, his son was one of those legislators whose offices were raided when he was Senate president. Has been closely linked to payments from Vico. There's a recent poll by a national poll that was taken, a Rasmussen poll, that showed enormous negatives of independent voters and Alaskans in general towards Senator Stevens in the 60 percentages, mm-hmm. which is very, very high.
Yeah, you and I talked about exactly 1 year ago, right after that raid on Senator Stevens' home. Was this indictment expected?
Yes. I think the question only was when, whether it would come before the Republican primary, which is next month, or whether they would wait till after the election. I think that people pretty much expected it would be coming soon. Of course, you know, Don Young, our congressman, is also under investigation. Unclear what's happening with that at this point.
Senator Stevens, as we've heard, the longest-serving U.S. Republican senator known for bringing home the bacon to Alaska. He was on the Appropriations Committee for many, many years, chair for a number of years as well. Do people in Alaska worry about what happens when and if they lose a senator of such seniority?
Of course, the Alaskans worry about that kind of thing because, as Senator Stevens says frequently in his defense of earmarks and the bacon, is that Alaska is a young state. Doesn't have a lot of infrastructure and has really is basically getting what he considers or what people consider to be the same share that say the Western states got in the late 1800s when they built the railroads, et cetera, et cetera. But even our Republican governor Sarah Palin has said that that Alaska needs to wean itself of earmarks and federal money if it's going to be a mature state, and so it's a mixed feeling.
Okay, Richard Maurer, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Richard Maurer is a staff writer for the Anchorage Daily News. We were talking about today's indictment of Republican Senator Ted Stevens of Alaska.